It's nostalgia time, ladies and gentlemen. The Vobes is remembering his childhood. And what better way of remembering his childhood is finding some childhood mates. I couldn't find any of those, so instead I've got a new listener to the Vobes show, Mr. Russ Bravo. Hello, Russ.
Hello there, Richard.
And and Dan Thompson, who we've had on many times. Hello, Dan.
Hello.
Now, you're all Worthing people, and I know, Dan, you were saying only a few minutes ago that you actually live quite close to where we are. We're in search of sweeties. Dan, where are we?
We're in Broadwater, just down the road from our childhood home, and we're coming along to find some sweets just like I did 35 years ago.
Now, this was Russ's idea, this whole thing. So, Russ, where have you taken us? Where is this old emporium of sweets?
This is the Sussex Sweet Shop, which is situated rather nicely just down the side of St Mary's Parish Church in Broadwater. It's a rather nice little backwater of the village. Can you call Broadwater a village? I guess you can.
You can.
Yeah. So we're really looking for stuff that is not the norm, but stuff that reminds us from, you know, 20, 30, 40 years back.
And nostalgia seems to be quite a big thing at the moment. There's a lot of sort of retro stuff going on, isn't there, Dan?
I think in times of recession and uncertainty, we go back to what we used to know and love and feel stable and steady and constant. So right now there's a lot of nostalgia, a lot of retro things on the market, yes.
Right, well, without further ado, because it's wet and horrible out here, let's go inside the Sussex Sweet Shop. Now, I was hoping to get a lovely old-fashioned ka-ding sound, but the dinger isn't actually on the door. But that's not so important, because as soon as you walk in, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, not only are you arrested by this impressive waft of candy, sweety, sugary, lovely, delicious nostril smells, but you are also given an array of old-fashioned jars full of amazing-tasting goodies.
And even better, I haven't seen one of these since I was a child and shopped down here. Sweet whistles. Haven't seen those for a long time.
You'll have to buy that now. You've put your mouth to it.
I will.
Excellent. Now, look at this. Look, come over here. Coltsfoot Rock. I always worried about that.
What, catching it?
Well, just for obvious reasons. You know, is there an animal involved? We don't think there probably is. But how did it get its name? I've no idea. That's something that really we ought to find out.
And what, and what is it, Coltsfoot Rock?
Well, it's a sweet sort of
short, sticky, caramelly stick.
To be honest, I have to get one because I can't remember what they taste like.
Right, so we'll put that on our order. We're obviously going to go away with a big bag of stuff, and the plan is not only to find out what's here, but to go to a little cafe somewhere and start tasting some of these old sweets and see if they are what they used to be like.
Yeah, and I think one of the interesting things for me is actually seeing where old sweets have evolved into new sweets. So, for instance, here we've got the old Catherine Wheel licorice, which, of course, many people will remember because it's got that kind of that jelly thing with little hundreds and thousands on in the middle, and then a wind of black licorice around it. Now, looking to the right, we have a cola whirl, which is obviously a much more modern invention. Yes. And something that kind of looks a bit like licorice, but presumably tastes a bit like cola. We'll have to find out.
We will have to find out. We'll have to find out if we can speak to the owner of the shop and find out exactly how he got set up. Hello there.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you very much. What's your name?
My name's Brian.
Brian. Mm-hmm. The Sussex Sweet Shop.
That's correct.
It's a wonderful store. You've got shelves and shelves of the old jars that I remember as a kid.
240 of them, yes.
Blimey. Now, when I was a kid, I was, you know, not big enough to look over the actual the desk here. Yeah. And I remember a big old, I think it was an Avery weighing machine.
Right.
And the kindly gentleman that used to serve me my sweets and that made me come in mm-hmm. every time. I'd always ask for a quarter of something yes. and then he'd bung in that little extra. Do you still do that?
I still do that, yeah. Normally, if you're better looking than you, though.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's fair enough. That would be very easy, really.
Indeed, yes, yeah.
So tell us, how did you get started? What was the idea about bringing in all the old sweets again?
Well, previously, I was a newsagent. Newsagents, obviously, long hours, people coming in all hours of the day with their bad backs and stories of Auntie Mavis. And generally, somewhere where you come to offload your worries, which, as nice as it is...
Yes.
The feel-good part of the shop was the sweets. So people come in and go, wow, I've not seen that for years.
Right.
And we do have a feel-good feel in here, where vibe, where people come in and either they get the wow factor or they're coming in and they're going, yeah, I've not seen that for years, or I need a pick me up, I need some sweets, give me some sweets now.
Yeah.
And it's all feel good.
Oh, amazing. And so you just decided to go from the newsagent side and just totally
concentrate on the sweets. Yeah.
Oh, that is amazing. So tell us some of the range of sweets. What's the oldest? I mean, getting some of these old brands, is that difficult to get hold of?
You've got to know the contacts. You've got to know where to get them from. And I'm building my contact source all the way through. There are a few products I can't get at the moment. And as soon as I find out where they're from.
So were you surprised that the manufacturers were still making these sweets?
Oh,
or
no.
Did they bring them out again because there was an interest in a resurgence in sort of old sweets?
Well, what we're finding now is you've got one or two big manufacturers, Tangerine, etc., that are the main producers. But there are a lot of cottage industries now that are producing on a smaller scale, but obviously at a commercial level. And it's finding these little places to actually get the products that you can't find anywhere else, which is great.
So you obviously have a unique collection of them. Which are the most the brands of sweets or the type of sweets that you're most proud of having here?
Well, I mean, the best sellers are always going to be your rhubarb and custard, your cola cubes. The surprising one for me was the floral gums, which are a very acquired taste.
Right.
For those that don't know, it's you'd think it's going to be sort of like fruity, but it's a heavily perfumed sweet. Tastes soapy. I for one cannot stand them.
Right.
Most people can't stand them, but the people that do like them, beeline, because you can't find them anywhere.
Oh, gosh.
They're completely addictive.
Them, do you?
My whole family love them, and they are completely addictive.
And no, why does that not surprise me, Dan?
I don't know.